Hey guys, it's Mark with Working Rich Class. I just want to come back here. And there's a valuable lesson that I learned today. So I'm going to tell you a story here. So there is this, I don't know, you know, who on here knows how to cook or cooks often or has, you know, fancy appliances or whatnot. But my fiance, we bought this crisper, right? This crisper pan, you know, aluminum top coated and everything like that. It has the grill so you can kind of air fry anything in the oven with this pan. So, and we got it, found it at Costco, and, you know, I got it for it and everything. And so normally we soak the pan just to make sure that we don't, so the stuff is, you know, comes up easily, you know, and you don't have to struggle and you know, fight with the whatever is stuck on the pan. And so it just makes it easier. So what I usually tend to do when I come home from after work, I like to just, you know, eat my food or whatever, but, you know, we have a deal, you know, say if she cooks, then, you know, I do dishes, and then vice versa. Well, I tend to do dishes most of the time, because I don't cook as much, but there's times where I get in the kitchen and do something, but not to the degree of what my fiance can do. But besides the point, so with this pan, like I said, we typically soak it because it just makes it easier for the cleaning process. And usually when I, you know, come home and it's my responsibility to clean the dishes, I usually just, you know, let them sit over the night. And I was like, well, I'll get it in the morning, you know, because I just want to kind of enjoy my night, relax, and, you know, just kind of cool off from work. And we'll start, you know, once I get up, I'll go straight to the dishes. But my fiance really wanted to have everything cleaned, you know, at night. So before we went to bed, and because she was afraid of like pests and stuff like that. So I totally understand that. So I got this brilliant idea this time to, like, you know what? Well, first of all, my brilliant idea was, okay, well, if she wants everything clean tonight, you know, so I don't have to wake up in the morning, then obviously I don't need to soak this pan. So, in cleaning the pan, you know, I cleaned the grill. That went pretty well. It wasn't too bad. But then as I got to the pan, you know, I started, you know, trying to use the rag. Stuff wouldn't come off. It was kind of caked on, baked on in there. So, second step, I got the scrub daddy. And so I used the scrub daddy, and it was getting stuff off a little bit more, but it just wasn't quite cutting it. So I was like, you know what, let me get this steel wool pad. And sure enough, as soon as I started using that, everything was coming off like a charm. I was like, man, this is so easy. I should have done this, you know, before, you know, instead of having to wait and soak it and, you know, clean it in the morning. After I get done cleaning it, I noticed that it did rub off some of the coating, but I'm thinking, oh, okay. Well, you know, that sucks. It kind of ruins the, you know, it doesn't look as good as it was. But, I mean, it's a pan. And it still should do its job. You know, I didn't pierce any holes or anything like that, so I wasn't thinking nothing of it. Little did I know, but that messing up that coating will kind of ruin the pan. Not kind of, will ruin the pan. And once my fiance found this out, she, lack of words, was very upset with me. The nicest way, saying that the nicest way possible. So, so I came home, but I was exhausted from work, so I just, you know, I didn't even eat that night. And I was just like, just in my head about all types of things, like, man, you know, I was just trying to get it done so that I wouldn't have anything to, you know, clean in the morning, because everything would be done, and then so she would be, you know, happy with that. But, you know, after, yeah, so we basically avoiding each other every night, or for that whole night, And in the morning, she finally spoke up and, you know, kind of told her reasons why she was upset. And obviously, it wasn't just because of the pen. And she noticed that there were some things that I did. You know, I would tend to rush and not do things for myself. And that really hit me. And so this is just a lesson that, you know, I want to pass on to everybody else, you know, just out of my personal experience, that sometimes when you rush to do things for yourself, that could possibly even benefit you. If you don't do it, you know, the way that it's supposed to do, and you try to do it quicker than it normally should take, and don't take the time in for yourself, that you can ruin things. So I've cleaned this pan plenty of times in the past. This one time I tried to rush the process, and just that one time ruined the whole pan. So just be careful, guys. You know, make sure to take the time that you need for yourself. Take the time to invest in yourself, and do it right. Don't try to rush the process. Just go with the flow. Take your time. And you owe it to yourself, and you owe it to your partner or your family, friends, whoever else is supporting you. But just wanted to share that little nugget with y'all guys. Till next time, so to your success. Take care.